DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. The United Nations Human Rights Office says the Islamic State group appears to be using tens of thousands of civilians in and around the Iraqi city of Mosul as human shields. Spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said Friday in Geneva that credible reports suggest IS has been forcing tens of thousands from their homes.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations, effectively using tens of thousands of women, men, and children as human shields. Many of those who refused to comply were shot on the spot.
Iraqi forces are within 6 kilometers from the edge of Mosul on the eastern front, but progress has been slower in the south, where Iraqi forces are still 35 kilometers from the city. After a three-way meeting in Moscow, the foreign ministers of Russia, Syria, and Iran say their countries have agreed to intensify the fight against terrorism in Syria. Russia's Sergei Lavrov said at a news conference that the fight would come in parallel with efforts to improve humanitarian aid. He also reiterated Russian denials that its warplanes were responsible for an attack on a school in Idlib province that the UN Children's Agency says killed 22 children and 6 teachers. On Thursday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for an investigation into that airstrike, saying that, if deliberate, the attack may amount to a war crime. For more on this, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. UN member